I'm Marco Werman with The World. We begin today with protesters who are demanding that authorities respect their rights. Now, you may be thinking Ferguson, Missouri, but it also describes another set of protesters many in America sympathize with, the pro-democracy students in Hong Kong. They first set up their barricades 2 months ago. They tied steel fences together with zip ties and duct tape to rope off their protest sites. Today, authorities in Hong Kong removed some of those cordons. A court in Hong Kong ordered the move. Chris Buckley is a New York Times Hong Kong correspondent. He says the area cleared of barricades was relatively small.
The important thing to remember is this is only a small sliver of one of the protest sites based on a particular legal injunction. So I discourage the idea that this necessarily means that the protest occupations are going to finish quickly.
In terms of morale, how much has this hurt the movement?
In terms of morale, it does vary. I think a lot of protesters naturally feeling very tired at this point. It's getting on to 2 months now. If you're staying out in tents, it's also getting colder, even in Hong Kong, which has a pretty mild climate. And so the numbers have been dwindling a little. But also people who are on the sites aren't staying there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are people there who go to work, who go to classes, who go home for showers and meals, and then come back or come back for certain days of the week. And so while it is tiring, people are also finding a rhythm to try to keep it going for longer as well.
I know business people were pretty angry that the traffic got snarled and their lives were disrupted. Mainland China, obviously not happy about the challenge of these protesters to their authority. How much support is there for the protesters today, regardless of these barricades?
Well, there have been a number of public opinion polls, and the results vary. But I think, by and large, the majority of Hong Kong residents would like to see the protesters go. There's a significant number who support the protesters. But even within those supporters, within those sympathizers, a growing number of people feel that it's probably time for the protesters to think about moving on. The problem is that it's a very fluid grassroots movement. It's not as if there's a central organization. And also within the movement, there's some division of opinion as well between people who might prefer a more moderate course or to move off the sites now and people who believe that it's important to stay there, even at the risk of some sort of confrontation with the police.
So if you had to spell it out, because I know these things aren't always clear, especially when the protesters still seem to have some semblance of a movement going, what do you think they've actually gained at this point?
Well, I think if you ask the protesters themselves, they've gained two important things. They haven't gained what they've demanded, which is unfettered elections without filtering of candidates by a committee ultimately controlled by Beijing. But what they have gained is attention on this issue, and attention not just in Hong Kong, not just in China, but around the world as well. And so, although there's no assurance that China is going to give way, there's going to be a broader audience of people listening to these demands. The second gain that I think a lot of people see will have long-term consequences is more indirect, and that's the fact that you have a lot of people now, especially younger people in their teens and 20s and early 30s, who've received a kind of an apprenticeship in protest. And that's going to have consequences in the future as well.
Just curious, do you see any worrying signs of the intolerance of the mainland Chinese government to these protests?
I think there's been a great deal of wariness from the mainland government, and initially a great deal of fear that protests could inspire copycat actions and sympathetic actions within mainland China.
Is Beijing still trying to censor words like umbrella and umbrellas being the symbol of these protests?
I believe so. If they censor something, it tends to stay censored for a long time.
Chris Buckley is the Hong Kong correspondent for The New York Times.